This is a story we all know, even if we don't know that we know. It is a story about each of us and each of our children, born and unborn, those who have passed and those who are yet to come. It is a story about birth and rebirth and reclaiming life itself. The story can begin at any time, but for this telling, it will begin just before the beginning of Earth. Yes, when Earth was but a potent idea about to be unfurled by the energy of creation. Earth was born as a spherical perfection of creative juice, of feminine essence. Earth was designed to be and become stunning, strong, fierce, creative, and bountiful. She was given endless elements and recipes, time and space, freedom and rules, with which she created and produced creatures and landscapes, liquids and solids of microscopic and magnificent sizes, and in her persistent creative processes and formations, she heaved and hawed, breathed and groaned, twisted and hurled, and one day, a human woman appeared, a curvular perfection of creative juice. Her name was and is La Loba, an unspoiled reflection of feminine essence. La Loba was gifted with the capacity to connect in order to create. Should she wish to create love, she connected to the heart. Should she wish to create health, she connected to Earth's herbs. Should she wish to create art, she connected to spirit. Should she wish to create new life, she connected to a human man. And connect to a human man she did, many times. Thus bringing forth the line of human life from which we each emerged. Pleased with her contribution and weary from the effort, in time, La Loba's body grew old and returned to Earth. But her essence would never die, and because of its fierce will to continue, La Loba, in one form or another, remained present on Earth. Some people say they have seen her in the shadows of dusk with a bundle of firewood stacked upon her back. Some say they have heard about her from others. Some sense that she exists, but they've never seen her. Some have never seen or heard about her, and they're not willing to believe in her. I will tell you now that she is real, though perhaps different for each person. In her ethereal existence, La Loba burrowed herself deep within the womb of Earth. With her ferocious will and eternal strength, she carved passageways connecting herself to all corners of Earth. For ages upon ages, she has followed her daughters, her daughters' daughters, her daughters' daughters' daughters, each of them born to be like her, a curvy perfection of energetic juice. Fierce seekers, bold warriors, bountiful creators, with the capacity to connect in order to create. But like stones that lose their edges after tossing about within the river, women, for one reason or another, began to lose their essence. No longer having access to their power, they could not even mirror it for their daughters, and because of this, La Loba began her endless work. As her descendants have shed the connection to their essence, La Loba has collected their losses, the forgotten gifts she had given to them. She has heaved them back to her womb cave, like collecting the bones of the dead, and scrupulously sorted them over and over. Each time she has collected all the bones necessary, she carefully reconstructs an essence skeleton and then ceremonially prepares a fire. When the blaze is strong and fierce enough, she closes her eyes and bellows a song over the bones. It commences as a deep, guttural groan, her breath heavy and eyes rolled back. And for each skeleton, the song evolves uniquely, but with the same ardent intensity, her passion never faltering. La Loba continues to sing, and the skeleton eventually grows muscles, tendons, organs, blood, fat, skin, hair, until it is complete. La Loba becomes silent. She opens her eyes and stands eye to eye with a wolf. With the swirling smoke from the fire, La Loba and the wolf whirl up through a burrow from Earth's core into the dwelling place of a woman who is laboring to give birth to a child. In a moment, they slip into the woman's body. La Loba becomes the process. The wolf essence infuses into the baby. La Loba massages the womb with a rhythmic pulse, spreads the pelvic bones, groans through the woman, and slowly, carefully, a baby emerges. And she is perfect.